Hello once again and welcome back to day 6 of our 12 days of Christmas. And today we are talking about the movie's not that old. I mean, for I guess this newer generation it might be, but it has become a Christmas classic. I mean, the holidays aren't the holidays without this movie. I can't think of anybody that I know that hasn't seen this, though the opinions on what they think of this movie are as widely varied as the comedy that's in this movie. Now, this movie is a comedy classic as much as it is a Christmas classic. It came out in 1989, and it is part of the National Lampoon's series of movies. A lot of you probably know which movie I am referring to, but today we are talking about National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Now, there's probably some of you out there that have never seen this movie, and let me say, if you have not, please do. It is a barrel of laughs throughout, and it is as heartwarming as it is silly, and it's downright stupid at times. Now, you may think, what? But yeah, that's part of its charm, is the fact that it is just so, what? with its humor. Now, mind you, with saying that, it's not inappropriate at really any point. I think there's a couple soft curse words, but nothing that I would even count this even enough to give it a guilty verdict. As you know, all of our movies that we are talking about on this year's 12 Days of Christmas are all innocent movies, because I want this to be safe for kids as well. And don't worry, I'm not forgetting about day 6's clue. I hope you have been paying attention to our first 5 so far. And a couple of you may be getting some guesses ready. I know I've had a few people submitting guesses already, but please hold off. I am not going to be accepting like all of the answers and stuff like that. And okay, has anybody correctly guessed what it is yet? No, I have not had any correct guesses yet so far. But Taro's trying to get into the office if you hear the door handle jiggling. But Taro, it's okay, baby. He likes to get in the office with Mommy because he's a silly boy. But with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, I'm going to shock a lot of people here with my score. Now, I can't say a lot of people. There's probably some people are shocked, but there's going to be other people that go, yeah, I can see it. But staying true to the deputy scale, now mind you, personally, I enjoyed this movie, but staying purely true to the deputy scale, I gave National Lampoon Christmas Vacation just a 5.5 out of 10 on the deputy scale. Now, that doesn't mean that this movie is any less memorable or any less funny. But you may be wondering, okay, if you have not seen this one, what's it about? Well, if you've ever seen any of the National Lampoon movies, you know it's about the Griswold family. And this one's no different. Here you've got Clark Griswold, and he has bought all of these imported Italian Christmas lights, like 25,000 lights, and he's decorating his house, and he's trying to get ready for this big Christmas celebration, and just trying to make sure everything's perfect. He goes out and searches for the perfect tree, and he just wants this to be the perfect Christmas with his family, and it ends up anything but. I mean, there are humorous antics and just chaos. Batero, you are a silly boy. Sorry, Batero managed to get in here. Yes, he's a cat that can open doors, so that makes life interesting. But in this, like I said, the Griswolds, they're just really trying, and they have a lot of their family coming in from out of town, and they're all celebrating together, and they're all getting ready for this big dinner, and it's all kind of leading up to the fact that he's expecting something special from his work, and the story kind of comes to a head when what he's expecting just isn't quite what he's expecting. And don't worry, no spoilers. But then he's got some unexpected family members showing up, and just, it's, like I said, it's the stupid kind of humor. It's the humor that you can't help but laugh at, but then you almost feel guilty for laughing. There is an incident that happens with a kitty cat, if you are unfamiliar with that. It's not, like, overly so, but people are really sensitive to anything happening to animals may want to skip that scene. It's, you can kind of get an idea of what's going to happen as the scene is approaching. I don't worry, I won't spoil it for you, but Yeah, it's just one of those scenes that you can kind of see it happening before it's happening. And so you just kind of know what to expect at that point. But ultimately, it doesn't end up being the Christmas that he's planned, but it ends up being the perfect Christmas for his family. It's just everything about this family is chaos, so there's nothing to expect that Christmas would be any different. And we just kind of get to go along for the ride. So, if, like I said, if you have not seen this one yet, you want to be sure to check this one out. And like I guess that maybe not be for everybody, but there's just something special about it. Now, today's sound or today's clue is actually a sound effect. So I want you to listen closely because I'm only going to play this once. You may have to just pause it and go back and replay this. But today's clue is this sound effect. Now, you may think, wait, that's more than one sound. It is, but all of those sounds are the clue. That is the clue for today. Now, are you able to figure out what that clue is? I hope so. If not, feel free to go back and listen to it again. As always, that is our day six of our 12 Days of Christmas. I don't know why I'm saying as always, because I don't. This is my first time doing this, but I'm hoping to make this a tradition. And if you are curious, I will be announcing the winner on Christmas. When or what the I'll be announcing the correct answer on Christmas Day. And any submissions of the correct answer will be winning a very special prize package from Movie Deputy. So I am really looking forward to that. And as we approach that, I will let you know what I need along with your submissions to make sure that if you do guess correctly, that I can get the prize pack out to you. And like I said, I will be announcing what the answer is on Christmas Day. So I will be giving my last clue the day before Christmas on Christmas Eve. And then I am looking for submissions that evening. I will be cutting off submissions at 12 noon on Christmas Day. And so if you want to have a chance at that, like I said, be sure to go back and listen to our previous episodes for clues 1 through 5. And today, of course, being day six. And I am having as much fun as this as I hope you are. Like I said, I'm already getting some guesses, but please hold off because the answer is not going to be as obvious as it seems. And tomorrow just might throw a couple people off. But the thing is, it all plays into what the answer is. And I don't want to make this too difficult, but I can't make it too easy either. But that's half the fun of it. But as always, you know what buttons to push to always get the latest and greatest information from Movie Deputy. And as always, I will be back soon. Bye-bye.